Hello, this is the JD Man, and I'm here to boo you again. You know, I don't know who came up with the name for this social network, but I think they should change it. But I don't have time to do their work for them. So what I'm going to talk about is, during the last couple days, I've been watching this show called Ice Road Truckers. Okay. But I'm not talking about that show. What I am going to talk about is the spinoff show about IRT Deadliest Roads. Which is a good thing they used IRT instead of Ice Road Truckers, because they're driving in India and there aren't any ice roads there type thing. But what they do have is the worst drivers on the planet. The most uncourteous, unsafe, and risk-taking drivers you'll ever see in your life. Now, I don't expect you to take my word for it. It's on Netflix, IRT Deadliest Roads. Watch episode 1 and tell me I'm wrong. I mean, you know, you talk to some of these people from New York and it's like, oh, everyone's insane and they're just horrible drivers and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think the those Indian drivers in India have you beat. So, man, that is complete insanity over there. And these guys, they're used to these big semi-trucks with the big metal frame and all this stuff that, you know, protects them in accidents. They don't have those there. What they have is these little matchbox type trucks made out of wood. So, if you breathe on it, it's gonna explode. Pretty much. And couple that with the most insane drivers on the planet. I mean, if there are... Well, let me think. Maybe the people of Atlantis were horrible drivers, and that's why none of them are around anymore. It's like they said on there, an accident every 4 minutes. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then they have this nice little road that's slowly falling apart and has landslides all the time. And they're taking these big trucks up there, and everyone's driving like an idiot. And, to be honest, I wouldn't even walk on that road, much less drive on it. Well, what we need you to do is to take this package up there. No, not worth it. Oh, but we're going to pay you $2 million. Yeah, but I can't spend $2 million when I'm in the grave. So, no. Well, we'll find someone else to do it. Well, good for them. You can use some of that money to pay for their funeral. I'm not going. Anyways, I'm not kidding. It's one of those things that has to be seen to believe, you know. I know everyone thinks their city, you know, they wherever they live, the people drive terrible there. You have no idea. Well, that's all I got for right now. So, this is the JD Man, and I will talk to you later.